banana cream pie, banana shake. I love bananas. Hi, I'm KT, and we're here on the big island of Hawaii going bananas. But not just any type of banana, Hawaiian apple banana. What's the difference? Here's a freshly harvested banana. Instead of being rounded at the end, they're pinched. They're also a little bit plumper. Now, nutrition-wise, a 6-inch medium apple banana like this contains about 93 calories, 24 grams of carbohydrates, and 2.4 grams of dietary fiber. It also contains about 9 milligrams of vitamin C and 400 milligrams of potassium, making it a very healthy snack. But what's really cool about the apple bananas is that when you cut a ripe one up, it doesn't turn brown very quickly. That means it's perfect for a fruit salad. Bananas are grown from daughters of previous plants. It takes about 16 months to go from here to here. Let's take a quick look at the timeline involved. After about 8 months, the banana tree produces a bunch. This bunch is about a week old. And this is the bunch at about 2 weeks. After about 3 weeks, the flower is cut off and a bag is put around the bunch to protect it from weather and from pests. And in about 16 weeks, the bunch is ready to harvest. Wow, all this exploring has made me hungry. Let me get cleaned up and we'll go into the kitchen and see what we can make with these.
Hi, Katie, how are you?
Hi, Chef Roy.
How are you doing today?
Good.
What do you have there?
Today we have some Hawaii apple bananas.
Okay, you know what? Maybe I can make a dessert out of it. How's that?
Sounds good.
Maybe I'll do a apple banana foster. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
You know, Katie, I think the first thing you want to do is make sure you wash your fruit and make sure you always wash your hands before you start. So once I've done that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to just peel these bananas and just take the skin off. And, you know, I like these bananas because it's kind of firm, but yet it's creamy inside. And it's not as sweet as sometimes as the other bananas, but that's the greatness of this banana. And what I want to do is kind of slice it in an angle, so when I do go ahead and garnish this with the ice cream, it's going to look kind of pretty neat instead of a regular slice or something that's round. So that's the first thing I'm going to do. And then after this, the second thing I'm going to do actually is I'm going to cook this with a little butter and sugar. So let's turn around and go to the stove. Okay, Katie, the first thing I'm going to do is put some of this unsalted butter. Okay, it has no salt in it, the sweet butter. I'm going to put these apple bananas right in from Hawaii. And what I'm going to do is try to caramelize this butter. See how it's turning brown? So now what I'm doing is caramelizing the butter, and then I'm going to add some of this nutty flavor from the butter right into the apple banana. So this is going to take about 30 seconds just to get browned on one side, and that's all you want. You don't really want to cook it too much. The bananas are pretty ripe already, so making sure that the bananas are just there, just getting that nice brown color. And to this, what I'm going to do is I'm going to add a little bit of the granulated sugar, okay? KT, that's going to give it a little hint of sweetness, but at the same time, that sugar is also going to caramelize that butter and caramelize the banana. So here, how's that look? Getting a little brown there? And then once I turn this over, like I said, about 30 seconds, as soon as it's turned over, I'm going to let it cook for another, say, 30 seconds or more, and that's just going to be it. Because right after this, what we're going to do is actually we're going to plate this and have it with the ice cream. So that's about ready, KT. So we're going to turn around and get ready to plate this. How's that?
Sounds good.
Okay, KT, the first thing I'm going to do is get these apple bananas. I'm going to garnish the ice cream with this. So you can kind of like put it all over the place. How's that look?
Looks good.
Huh?
Looks good.
You gonna eat some or you gonna just watch it? What do you think? Okay, I there's some crepes I made earlier. So all I'm gonna do is just kind of like julienne these crepes. Huh? So we have kind of a Hawaiian style banana foster. How's that? Hawaiian apple banana foster. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Okay, I'm gonna get some of this caramel sauce that I made earlier. So I'm gonna just kind of drizzle this all the way around. Okay, and maybe I should have just put the crepes a little bit on this side so we can show some of that apple banana. How's that? And then some macadamia nuts I'm going to sprinkle on. And then to finish it off, you can just put some of this fresh mint, okay, right in the middle there maybe. And, you know, for a little decoration, I have some sugar, some, how's that? Right inside the apple banana right there. Now, how's that? You can ready to eat that, huh?
Yep.
Okay. That's it. That's your Hawaiian apple banana foster.
Looks good.
Okay.